Jess in with you this morning, V100% Hunter. Brekkie Show filling in for Bear today while he has a well-deserved day off. Now, this week is National Volunteer Week. It's a week to celebrate everything awesome about our amazing volunteers in our local community. And today, particularly, is Wear Orange Wednesday. Today recognises the New South Wales State Emergency Service. So I'm catching up with Mick, who's from the Singleton SES. He joins me on the line. Mick, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Lovely to chat to you this morning. Now, I'm told that you are a pretty new member of the SES.
Yeah, I've only been at the Singleton unit for about 3 months now.
Yeah. What prompted you to join up?
Well, I just relocated down from Townsville. So I was looking to meet a few locals, was up for a challenge, and looking for something to keep me fit at the same time, and it sort of ticked all the boxes.
That's awesome. And was in choosing the SES, and we know that they are such an important volunteer group in our local communities. They do so much, particularly, of course, when we're in our times of need.
Well, since I've started, I've been a bit of a baptism of fire. We've had trees come down, we've had floods in the last couple of months, and everything in between, really.
It has been quite a hectic couple of months, actually. I mean, when the flooding that we could have potentially been a whole lot worse in Singleton, that sort of Whittingham area, we saw, you know, the Wallumbye Brook starting to come up and up and up. And the Singleton SES unit, you guys were so good with keeping everybody up to date with information. And, you know, if things had gotten worse, you guys would have been there for us.
Yeah, there was a few long days and some late nights, but it was good with the shift workers around this area too that are on our teams as well. Sort of as some people were getting on in the day, the next team would come off shift and sort of lend a hand, or they'd be on their off roster. So, fortunately, we're able to cover all bases.
And, Mick, of course, the local community gets behind you guys in a big way. We saw that recently with the flood activity that we saw in Singleton.
Yeah, it was great. The local footy teams, coaches bringing the whole netball or the footy or the AFL side down to fill sandbags. Really, really helpful. Couldn't stress how much of a help that was to freeze up so we could go have a feed and have a bit of a break. Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you personally have called the SES for assistance or anybody you know?
Not recently, but my family, we're living in Sydney originally, and yeah, we had a few big trees come down many years ago now when Sydney had the big hail storms, and yeah, we had a few big ones that were beyond what we could do with, mum and dad and a couple of young kids. So yeah, we, long time ago now, but yeah, we used the SES ourselves.
And it seems like a small thing, doesn't it? You know, trees come down, the SES come and help them. But I remember when I was, I must have been like 10 or 12, and we had a big dust storm that rolled through the Hunter Valley, and literally the whole area turned this weird orange. It was bizarre, but the dust and the wind was so bad. We had a huge tree come across our driveway at home, and like our cars were on the wrong side of it, so we couldn't get out. We couldn't go anywhere, and the SES came and gave us a hand. And I mean, without that, we would have been, stuck at home or trying to call on family and friends to come and help us to get out of, the house. So these things that seem quite small are such a big deal for locals.
Yeah, it's handy for the community, and we're pretty well supported and well equipped. So there's not a lot we can't really deal with. We're quite fortunate.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got some amazing support from Singleton Council in your area.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, second to none. Got a really good working relationship with the people at council and all of their services and the other volunteers in organisations in town as well. We all sort of band together and get the job done. So, yeah, very well supported.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I believe tonight they're putting a barbecue on for you guys?
Yeah, we're very lucky there. They've got a thank you barbecue. So everyone's turning up for a pat on the back. So, yeah, it should be a good evening.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, if anyone out there is listening this morning and they've been thinking about perhaps joining up to their local SES in their town or village or wherever it may be, you definitely encourage them to do that?
Oh, for sure. We've actually already got a few new recruits on the back of the last flood and storm event, so it'll be the perfect time to join up. We can put you in the mix with the the newer people, along with myself. Like I said, I've only been there for 3 months, so jump straight into the training and get you up to speed, and then, jump in a car and start jumping in with some of the old hands and, learn your way around the place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you want more information about the New South Wales SES and what they do, ses.newsouthwales.gov.au. I know the local units have Facebook pages as well. Mick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for the call and have a good day.